I get to go to these leadership conferences and ask leaders of big businesses, are you sharing your voice? And are you helping others that you lead to share their voice? We need to share that which only we can do. The world wants it from us. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of us are thinking, okay, 2024, I gotta be secure, I gotta be safe. And I'm going to do what I'm seeing everybody else doing on social media, or I'm going to do my podcast like everybody else. Well,
I got superpowers, superpowers. I got superpowers, superpowers. I got superpowers, superpowers. Working 7 days a week.
Okay, so today, folks, our speaker, Mr. Jason Hewlett, has delivered thousands of presentations around the world, performed in every major casino in Las Vegas, inspired the troops in wartime Afghanistan, the incredible author of The Promise to the One, and wrote a Facebook post back in the day, which has been read around the world by more than 100 million people. It was titled, I Saw My Wife at Target Today, which was a hilarious story about nearly cheating on his wife with his wife. And whatever he's going to deliver today will help us embrace the parts of our existence that we maybe need to grab onto a little bit tighter at the moment. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Hewlett.
Thank you very much, my man. Laban, it's great to see you and your lovely bride, Anna. And what a great group we have here. Thank you guys for taking a minute to hang out with me. What I'd love for you to do is while you're listening or watching me, if you'll be thinking of some questions you would have for me that if I don't get to them that you might ask. And I just want to serve you today and let you know that I appreciate you taking the time to be here. I want you to first think about on this call as to why you're here. Why would you take the time? And I'd like you to ask yourself, what is your leadership promise? What is that thing that you, the only person in the world, can do? Because each of you have gifts, talents, and skills that make you uniquely who you are. Now, it might not just be one thing that makes you uniquely who you are. You might have many things, and that's a wonderful thing, right? And I just want you to be considering for yourself what your leadership promise is. And if you've watched any of my videos, you know that I talk about the difference between a promise and a goal. And I like to say, why set a goal when you can make a promise? And that's not to say goals aren't important, because of course they are, but if you set a goal and you miss it, you just set another one. Whereas if you make a promise and break it, that's a one and done. And so what are your sacred goals? Those are your promises. What are your non-negotiables? Just as it may have been a challenge for you to be here today, maybe you had to move earth and stone to make it work in your schedule. What is your promise to your business, to your clients, to your family, to your team, and to yourself? There's lots of promises that can be made, but we need to choose the right promises. And so I love speaking about that wherever I get the opportunity or platform. And so let me just tell you a little bit about me and how I came to this concept of promises. I started as an entertainer in Las Vegas. And some of you have seen that as an entertainer, I got to be an Elton John impersonator. Now that makes it tricky on a virtual recording because a performance of music doesn't come across as well as you'd like, right? But I found out when there's Laban taking a selfie. I love it. I found out when I was a kid that I could do voices. I could do impressions and people that were, kind of popular on TV. There was one guy named Pee Wee Herman when I was in fifth grade. That was the big voice. Pee Wee Herman was this great actor. His name was Paul Rubens, and he could do this like children's character that was like,
la 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 la, hello everybody.
hey, we're going to have a good time today with Laban. and so that was like the first kind of voice that I could nail as a kid. And through the years, I found out that I could do other silly voices. For example, in the olden days, back before cell phones and technology, there was an answering machine that you would have with a tape recorder in it. And I remember my parents would rewind the tape to listen to the messages people would leave. And I remember sometimes it would malfunction. And so we would hear messages, and I figured out quickly I could do the voice of the message malfunctioning. So we would hear a message left by somebody, and I'd say, you know, it'd be like somebody going, "Hi, this is Jack. And if you could call me back, my number is 9. Like, know the secret of life." And all of that kind of stuff that makes no sense when you're a kid, other than to make people laugh, is part of my promise to share that which only I'm willing to share with other people. It sounds bizarre, right? But you probably came up with things when you were a kid that you think, oh, there's no way I could ever use that as a professional now as an adult. And yet I've made a living now for 25 years using those silly, stupid voices that people think are funny. Eventually it landed me a job in Las Vegas as an Elton John impersonator. And I sound okay like him. I could sit down at the piano and sing, "Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are, and it's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far." And then I'd sing, "La la 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 la. I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones, hit a no-go Chevy and a place of my own. La 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 la." Okay, so that's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on Zoom, I'm imagining, but that's what I do for a living. I get to go to these leadership conferences and ask leaders of big businesses, are you sharing your voice? And are you helping others that you lead to share their voice? And unfortunately, so often, leadership, we start to put people in a box, we stick them over here, and we don't listen to what we've identified or clarified for others to magnify as their gifts. And so when it comes to yourself, I hope that you'll consider as you watch me or listen, thinking, okay, I need to share more of what I've got. I can no longer hide. I can no longer pull back. I need to lean into that which only I can do. And I hope that as you watch, you're not thinking, oh man, I can't do voices, so I have nothing. That's not the point. You have talents I don't have, and I have talents you don't want. That's what I want you to think about. Each of us have talents that are incredible. And in the terms of things like, if you can share a story well, if you can crunch numbers, maybe you're a great writer. Maybe you're the absolute nerd of Star Wars and Star Trek. Whatever it comes down to, each of us have those things that we're good at, we're passionate about, that we want to share with the world, and we must. And if we don't, we're breaking the promise to the world. We're breaking the promise to the universe when we don't share that. And so I like to teach people about a process that's very simple, but it is profound. And I like to say that, you know, when I do an impersonation of somebody, I'm just doing their signature move, right? That's all I'm doing. Like if I said to you, what was Michael Jackson's most famous signature dance move? It was the moonwalk, right? Okay. So if you went to a concert of Michael Jackson's in the 80s and 90s, and Michael Jackson did all the dancing but never did the moonwalk, you would be disappointed. You would feel cheated. That's a broken promise that was never even spoken. It's just assumed for an audience seeing somebody like Michael Jackson perform that he would do the moonwalk. Have you ever been to a concert where the artist didn't sing the song that you came to hear? That's a bummer. I went to a Billy Joel concert years ago. Billy Joel sang 38 of his 39 top 40 hits and left the stage without singing. The Piano Man. Now, The Piano Man is Billy Joel's biggest hit, and he didn't sing the song we came to hear. And that's when I realized every artist makes a promise and either keeps it or breaks it to us. And that's the same with every brand, every company, and everything that we do. If you log into Netflix and you don't see the movies you're expecting, that's something of a broken promise. If you go to a Marriott hotel and the expectation isn't met, that's a broken promise. And so when it comes to your podcast, your books, your speeches, your presentations, how are you sharing that which only you can? And let me tell you, 2024 is exciting. The world is in a little bit of a weird space right now, but guess what? When we look back on the last few years, the world has been in a weird space already. So let's just continue to add our weird to it. I mean, we need to share that which only we can do. The world wants it from us. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of us are thinking, okay, 2024, I got to be secure. I got to be safe. And I'm going to do what I'm seeing everybody else doing on social media, or I'm going to do my podcast like everybody else. Well, I say, take a risk. Do something a little bit crazier. And, you know, you could take a lot of courage from your leader here. His name is Laban, one of my favorite names of all time. I've never met anyone named Laban in my life until I meet this man. And he and I were trapped with his lovely bride, Anna, and our friend, Waldo. We were trapped in the backstage of Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. They wouldn't let us leave for a private corporate event. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And we didn't know what, we were like, hey, we want to go outside. And the Disney workers, you know what their promise is? Make everyone happy. They broke every promise to us that night. It was actually hilarious because we were like, we want to go over there and go on a ride. And they were like, no, you cannot leave. This is Disney World. You have to stay here in this room. And so then I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I thought Disney was all happy. And so then I turned into Mickey Mouse and I was like, I'm Mickey Mouse, the mean security door officer. Like, oh boy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Disney World. You can't leave. Actually, we may not ever let you leave. And we're actually going to be poisoning all the drinks. All right, here we go. like I probably went a little dark, but it was funny because we were like, this is supposed to be Disney World. We can't get out of here. And so we were making a bit of a scene. But I'm just telling you about your man Laban here. If you listen to his book, his audio book, I believe that if one of you were willing to submit it to whoever chooses how someone wins a Grammy for an audiobook, I bet you Laban could win it because it's that fascinating of a performance. Because he shares his heart and soul. He's vulnerable. He's raw. And because he's willing to go ugly, that's what makes him so beautiful. You get what I mean? Because he's willing to go there, the audience loves him that much more. And so when you're willing to share your voice, your energy, your passion, then 2024 is exciting.
You may not know me, but let me tell you one thing. I don't care what you think. I'm a just do me and I want to hear you sing.
But it's when we pull back, when we start to feel like, oh, I need to conserve here. I need to keep my energy with me. No, please take a page out of the book of Laban and say, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to perform at my top. And I don't know if one person's listening or 100 million, I'm going to give my all. And that's what keeping the promise truly is. So let me tell you how you can discover your signature move if you're truly interested in that. Signature moves are that which makes us uniquely who we are. We're the only person that can do them, and it's a collection of all of our talents, gifts, and skills that make us awesome. I call it the ICM process. I stands for identify, C, clarify, M, magnify. So if you identify, clarify, and magnify that which makes you great, you're off to the races, to sharing your signature move with the world and keeping the promise with everyone around you. So let's talk about identify first. I would love to challenge you. I mean, I've asked lots of leaders through the years, identify for yourself what your signature move is. And I'm telling you, it's like deer in the headlights. They're like, I have no idea what my signature move is. That's like a big question they've never thought. So instead of saying, identify one thing, I want you to identify for yourself by writing on a piece of paper is best, or you can type it on the computer or your phone, whatever you choose. I would challenge you to write down as many gifts, skills, talents, aspirations that you want to be known for even, that you have. I used to challenge people to do 10. And then I was like, that's not enough. Let's push to 20. And then I realized, wait a minute, 20 is not enough. Let's push it to 50. Write down 50 things that make you different, make you unique. And then eventually I was like, wait a minute, we can get to 100. It's not that tough. So I'd like to challenge you to try to write down 100 things that you identify that make you who you are. Now, as you're starting to feel maybe a little daunted with that idea, I want you to know that it very well may be that you have a lot of the same things going on this very group, that you could, you know, you could look at somebody and be like, oh yeah, I'm nice and I'm helpful and I'm funny. And then you think, well, but Laban's nice and he's thoughtful and he's funny. Well, wait a minute. Oh yeah, but that's what we need to do. We need to just start writing down all of the talents that we have, the gifts and the strengths. And it might coincide with some people that we're on this call with, and that's okay, because then there's another step to it. You start to take apart pieces of what it takes to be funny, let's say, for example. So if I think I'm funny, I might be able to pull out of that that I have courage, that I have persistence, that I'm a little bit weird, that I'm creative. I mean, now I can start to extract out of the word creative even more things, like intelligence. Even if I don't think I'm intelligent as a person at school when I was a kid, I'm intelligent in business. I'm intelligent in marketing. I'm intelligent in exploring the possibilities. So there's so many ways that we can continue to unfold pieces of these words that will make it so that you can say, oh yeah, I identified for myself way more than I ever thought I had. And what's cool is with step one, I want you to come up with your top 10 list, your 10 things that make you who you are. Identify, perhaps for me, is things like I'm an artist, I'm a dad, I'm a thinker, I'm a writer, you know. So I've got my top 10 list that I set over here for me. And what's cool about step two is clarify. Clarify is actually the really cool one, because you're going to now clarify with people around you that you trust, and you're going to ask them to clarify for you what your gifts are. So you're going to send an email or a text and say to somebody, hey, can you clarify for me what it is that makes me unique? Or can you clarify what my signature moves are? And I'm telling you, some of them will be like, are you dying? What's wrong with you? You know. But the truth is if you say, can you please clarify my gifts? I'm doing a study on myself. I just want three words. And I'll tell you what's interesting is you'll find so many people that see greatness in you that you have no idea that they saw that in you. The first time I did this process, because I identified 100 things, 100 skills, gifts, talents. And I asked my wife, I said, hey, can you clarify for me what you see in me? And you know what I thought she'd say? I thought she was going to be like, oh, you're so handsome and you're so funny and I love when you sing. Nope. She said the very first one she clarified for me was, you're thoughtful. And I hadn't even thought of thoughtful for myself. And so that just proves to me the point that the people around you that love you the most, the people that you work with, your parents, your family, your friends, you name it, your children even. I've asked my children what mine are. That's a tricky one because they see things in you you don't even know if you want to see. But this is not a time for them to clarify what you need to do better. It's a chance to clarify what you're good at, what they see in you that you bring to the table. And so when you identify for yourself your own list, clarify with others what they see in you, then you can take both of those lists, put them together, and those are your signature moves. So you know what I was thinking, actually? I write a blog every single week, and I have not missed for over a decade. I thought it would be cool to give you guys something if you want. And this is just kind of like an explanation. So on my blog, what I do is I have written every Sunday morning on the promise for a decade. And what I'm putting in the chat is the ICMprocess.com. If you want to go there, and it's going to allow you to check out my blog and be a part of that, but also you'll receive an assessment form on the ICM process. And that will be really a cool thing for you to go through. And I would encourage you, once you've checked that out, that assessment for yourself and gone through it, now go teach it. Go teach your family. Teach it to a group like this. Teach it on your podcast. I would hope that you will, because that becomes now what you're known for, your leadership promise. There's a reason why people listen to you and why people hire you. It's because of your signature moves that make you uniquely who you are. And hopefully through Identify, Clarify, Magnify, you'll find all kinds of new levels of things that you never realized you would be good at. So when the pandemic hit, 2020, I had $1 million worth of gigs fall through that very week of March 11th, 2020. All the gigs were canceled. And I've made my living now for 20 plus years as a speaker on stage and performer. So you can imagine losing all my work. I thought, well, now what do I do? How do I feed my family? Well, what was the quickest thing to transition to? This. Virtual. And you know what? I had to figure out how to turn on the camera, how to light myself right, how to get the audio going. It's all things that you guys have already done with your podcast. So that's cool. You've already got that going on. But I had no idea how to do any of this at that time. I didn't know that I could switch a camera and be like, hey, now I'm over here. And hey, now I'm over here. And, you know, those kinds of things. Like, I had to figure that out. In fact, I had 8 cameras at one time going for a corporate event. And I would have a camera on my piano, and I'd go out of this door behind me. I'd go out there and play the piano. I would do all kinds of cool stuff in the virtual world. But I identified, clarified, and magnified real quickly that I could survive because I went through the ICM process during the pandemic and said, it's time for me to identify more of what I am as a creative thinker, as a person who's not going to give up, as a person who's going to hang in there and provide for my family. And that's when we actually identified and clarified gifts my children had, which I didn't even know they were good at it. My son proved to me that he was a filmmaker. And in fact, he was able to run around with the camera following me around, really cool, so that the corporations were watching me in their virtual going, how do you have camera people at your house? And I was like, they don't realize it's my 12-year-old. But we were using the entire family to keep ourselves afloat. Everyone has gifts and talents in this family. And unless I tell them, you can't do that, you're not good at it, that's a problem. Or I can say, hey, we've just clarified for you something you didn't identify. You should use that talent and gift. My son then went on with his little brother. So it's the two boys. They're very close in age. In fact, they're Irish twins. So they were just 16 years old for a week this last week at the same time. Here's what's funny about these two boys. They started putting movies together based around the movies Jackass. I don't know if you remember the Jackass franchise. That was where people would hurt themselves and do really stupid pranks. I told my sons, I don't like that name, so come up with something else. So they called themselves the Bozos. So they came up with the Bozo movie franchise. They filmed themselves doing silly pranks all around the neighborhood. And they put together a 1 hour movie of themselves doing funny things. And within a couple of weeks, they put the movie together. They edited it. They had all the equipment because I had to buy it all for the pandemic. And the next thing I know, they were charging kids to come to our house and watch the movie for $5 a piece. They made over $1,000 for their first movie premiere. They made t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts. They had all kinds of kids running around promoting the Bozo movies. They made a second movie and they made thousands of dollars with that as well. These are children. They're just creative. They're just willing to identify, clarify, magnify their signature moves, and they keep the promise by sharing their gifts with everyone, everywhere they go. They're known as the Bozos. And their daddy is a weird Bozo too. And so it helps. But when we share our gifts and our talents, the world wants it. And I think that when I look at 2024, I've heard some people saying, I'm worried about what's coming down. I'm worried about where the world is. The most that we can do, the best thing we can do, is to establish for ourselves what our leadership promise is. And to say, I promise that I will bring joy to the world. I promise that I will share that which only I can do. I promise I'll always record even when I don't feel like it. I promise I will write every single morning. Every single day I'll get in that ice bath if that's what I've promised myself. I will go work out. I will get a thumbs up on the virtual because that's what happens when you put that like that. I promise that I'm going to continue to push and share that which only I can do. And if we're willing to promise ourselves to do that, the world will thank us. And I hope that that little 30-minute spiel was all right. And Laban, if you want to start us off, what are some of your thoughts?
I was just saying thank you very much, Jason. By round of golf clap, everyone